I'm writing this just to make it understandable. Yes, that is very good to write it down, because then you see it and your mind sees it clear, understand it clear what happens. The experience I've had during the last days here at Dharma Mountain, like you mentioned, the curtain opened for me during the chakra breathing meditation. Wow. That's the right thing. Wow. That's the only thing you can say when it opens, no? Wow. There's no words. No words can tell it. This wow comes very close. Wow. Like that. That is right, because no words come close. This wow, maybe. Or like a hallelujah, like that. Yahoo, like this. That's how it is. Like when you live inside a dark room and you think this is only place, and then suddenly the curtain opens and the sun is shining, and you go, wow, there's a whole new existence there. It's like that. I enjoy the deepest feeling ever, a coming home to myself. That's exactly what I want to provide, a safe place to come home, to come back. Where then you can ask, the deepest feeling ever, a coming home to myself. Where have we been? Wow. During the rebirthing also, I enjoy the pain of being born. All these tears, where had they been hidden in my body? Because we get used to it. And we don't see it before we're out of it. That's the mystery. It's very difficult to see something that you are in. You are out of it, then you can see it. So this is everything I provide here, is ways to get out of the gunk, out of the fog, out of the darkness, so you can see again. And this is how it happens, just like this. Of course, it's not happened to everybody. You know, some people are like stones. They just sit there and still wondering what is happening. No? Luckily, you are at the right time now. These 6 years prepared you. All these tears, where had they been hidden in my body? I saw you had written in your form that you had done years of meditation before, but some anger was coming up, no? Then you stopped, no? Because this is how it is. You have to, meditation is very powerful. You have to have the right guidance. Because things will come up, but that is not how it's not dealt with in traditional meditation. You see how easy it is if you can release the anger, the frustration, the sadness, whatever it is, you can release it. Then the meditation goes deep. That's the art. Everybody is carrying of tears and pain in the body, in the mind, in the emotions. You have to unburden yourself. Otherwise, meditation cannot go deep. If this realization is understood, then it's very easy. Then you help yourself then. A total devotion and surrender during the silent sitting meditation. I felt you so close to me. All blocks were washed away by a river of tears. That's what I say. You don't need to do anything. If you are open, you don't need to do anything when you're in the river. The river comes by itself, it washes over you. All blocks were washed away by a river of tears. And today, with the sensing, with covered eyes, finding my way, it was intense. I was feeling myself so conscious, I was shaking, full of energy, like an antenna, sensing all around me, feeling my strong and clear intuition. It was such a joy. Thank you, Swara, with love and gratitude, Alan. Very good, Alan. No, it's your time now. And you are welcome back. And even here it will get warmer in a few weeks. Here is one of my poems for you. Inspiration. It is not easy, it's difficult to stay with your own self. The need is creating an atmosphere. Your soul is searching for help. But when the soul, when the heart is really searching for help, then God is also searching for you then. If it comes from the right place, then it's always answered. Now it's up to you to help your own soul by opening up your eyes. A screen so big and wonderful, appearing and giving advice, realizing the life you were blind before. The sight is full of surprise. Seeing yourself in the mirror once more, so beautiful, conscious and wise. The life you have lived seems so foggy and bare. Why did you waste so much time? Your senses were closed up and unaware to comprehend this soul's radiating shine. The soul is your life's energy. Don't act like a pawn in the tower. The soul wants to have the freedom to be. Giving to you its full power. It's not easy to free your own self of this big stone wall in front. Tear down and carefully remove house bricks, and the soul will recover your health. Alan. Very good, Alan. And you are new here, but you already have the feeling, or at least the dream and the vision of these things. And many times I say, I have many, many ways to tear down this stone wall. For some people it's like a China wall, then maybe you need dynamite to blow it. They are very big stone wall. Then some have just little, you know, like an Indian brick wall. It looks like a stone wall, but you lean to it and it falls down. So you have all different kinds of walls, and that's how people are, it's all different. But the master, he has different ways to tear it down because he sees what is needed there. Is it dynamite or a sledgehammer or just a little pick or a push or maybe even a tickle? Just the tickle sometimes, and then the whole, even the stone wall starts shaking. because so bad cement, they try to keep it together, but it doesn't work. So this is, don't think it's too big, it's collapsing. That's the thing. The art is, haven't you seen how they take down even buildings? They just remove some things in the bottom, have a little explosion on the bottom, and the whole thing collapses. Like that. So when you see the soul's radiant shine, that means you start facing the soul again. Otherwise, the heart, the soul, is so quiet that if you don't turn towards it, you will never hear it. Everybody is facing different way. They're looking out, so they can't hear it. Then the wall is very big. When you start coming back, you can see. And the funny thing is that this whole, no matter how big this stone wall is, it is false, and the soul is real. Very good, Anna. Where's Mumina? Mumina, she goes often to Greece, no? You have talked to Ellen? You should talk to her, no? Let's see. Get the information for her, no? She's also... Or maybe you finished it. But now you know the island now. Now I invite you to Brazil now. Then you will see different, huh? Good? It's time now to leave the island. When you are thirsty, then you will leave, and it doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter if it's beautiful or whatever it is. If you are thirsty, then you have to have water. No? Only those who are thirsty, they know it. Kabir said, thirst is the cup. Love is the wine. Master is the host. I am the guest. The occasion is life. Master pours, and I enjoy. Cheers. Thank you. And Christine, how is it going?
My body is exhausted, but my heart is
better. That's good to be exhausted. Hmm? Is there much more for exhausted body, you know? Because then you've relaxed then. And not only with the exercise and the dancing and the meditation, but all the things you're going through, and that's a reminder for everybody. Maybe some of you don't know how much is happening here. Hmm? So you know, maybe, if you go through some very deep emotional things, no? Then it's very exhausting, no? And this is a deep cleanse. It's many things on different levels that is coming up, getting released, getting realized. So it's very important when you leave here also, wherever you go, to take it more easy, to be more gentle with yourself. Hmm? This is a new beginning, it's not a quick fix in a weekend. Like they sell, come to this weekend and be fixed forever. No, this is an invitation for something new. It's a total transformation, but it's just the beginning. So you have to consciously bring it into your life and change whatever is needed. That your own intelligence will do. I'm not telling you what to do, I want you just to connect with your own intelligence, your own heart, and that will show the way. So it's okay, be tired, don't push yourself. If you're exhausted, you've been good, going for it. No, you take rest now. How you feel now? No, you're happy. We're so good at being hard with ourselves, no? No, I have to stop that, no? First, some things you have to be hard. You have to push yourself also. But there comes a point where that is not needed, no? Beloved Swaha, when I went to bed after my first satsang, it was as if a layer was suddenly ripped off me. And the sensitivity came up intensely. It went through my whole body. And I got scared, not scared of the sensitivity in itself, but scared of how I would manage to be with other people, to function in society. And this is coming up for almost everybody at one point. And I remind you also, when you are going, wherever you are going, be more sensitive. You have to incorporate this. Because now you have found something so precious, you said, so beautiful, for the first time in your life, then you have to take care of it then. That is your challenge. Before, maybe you were living totally unconscious. Then you can live in many strange situations, with many strange people, doing many strange jobs. But if you get some consciousness, if you have some clarity, then it's very difficult. So this is the challenge. Truth will challenge you. You can't behave unconscious, you can't behave the old sleepy ways if you're going to be awake. You have to take the challenge. But you are okay, you can do it, you are strong, no problem. That you will see whatever is needed to change or not change. This is individual from person to person. But most people, they are very weak, very wishy-washy. They would dream about transforming, they dream about changing, and they can't even change a little thing on the outside. Just a little habit they can't change. What to say about the inside? It's impossible. When you first have felt the transformation inside, then it's very easy to bring it out, because you know it's real. If you never have felt anything inside, then it's impossible, because you are only your habits. Scared of how I would manage to be with other people to function in society. But don't be afraid, because this, all these things is in the computer. You know how to behave, you know how to talk, you know how to, yeah, nice weather today, blah, 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 da, da, da. You know how to take the bus, you know how to be, yeah, da, 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 da. Yeah? All that you know is in your program. You don't need, you just change inside. I don't say you need to change anything, it's just don't be identified with it. For most people, they need to change outside because you're so attached to it. But this you will see be true with yourself. It will come from your own understanding, your own clarity. Of course, if you are in a situation and if you want to change and you are only with bad people, this is terrible. Then the question, why are you with these people? Why are you living in this situation? Why are you working where you are? That, you know, the work can be very good for you, the work can be very bad for you. It's, you have to look at your own life. Nothing happens if you don't have responsibility. And nobody wants, everybody wants to be free, but you don't want to take responsibility. It doesn't work like that. You have to be responsible for your own life. Only then something happens. And then you will be worth it. Fear and a lot of thoughts came sneaking in. And I started closing off again a little, withdrawing. It created an uncomfortable distance. And this followed me into the next day. This is how all the mind, and it's good you see it here, because here you have the clarity to see it. Normally these things come totally unconscious. Then the fear and the doubt and the mind just takes over. Now you can see it. You have to study the ways that your mind is playing with you. You have to tell it clearly, I'm tired now of you. Get lost. You only brought me problems. Enough is enough. No, I want to live now. It started changing again after this sitting, when you came and sat with us. It is very good. You are very sensitive. You feel something, no? That is the way out, the easy way out. If you call, then come close to the fire, no? It isn't the truth I'm afraid of, but all the masks, all the games, the lies, which I pack the truth inside. That is the work. That is what I call the homework. You have to tear off all these masks, leave all these games, all these lies. And sometimes that is very painful, because we know only the masks. the bliss I felt after the first satsang gave me a taste of what love feels like. If I manage to fill my heart with as little as a drop of this love, it will be a step closer to feeling whole, at home, drop after drop. That's true, Aunt Christine. And it's just in the beginning you need drop by drop. You will soon be ready for bigger doses. It is like this homeopathic remedies. Now you just take a few drops. But then when you are ready for bigger, then you get teaspoon, then spoon, then the whole glass, like that. First you can't believe because you only took one drop. And then you're offering me the whole glass. You're totally crazy. But prepare yourself. Like that. And then when you are there, then you get invited out in the ocean. And then you say, I can't swim. Then I say, then you drown then. So drop by drop. Drop by drop. Beloved Swaha, I would like to ask you for sannyas. I have also dreamt about this. In love and gratefulness, I'm Christian. Yes, it seems like the only thing that is intelligent now. You need a little support. You have to be ready to leave the old. I can't understand why people, the old is dead, no, the old is finished. Only ghosts walk in the past. Only dead people walk in the past. And this is the path for the living. You have to walk on the path of the living, of love. That is a live path. Not the past, it's alive now. It's only for alive people. Dead people, they can't walk there. They walk in the past now. Everybody talk about the golden past. What golden past? Because you're not living. I know, only golden now. No. Shake it loose, huh, Kristen? Yes. Yes. And don't stop. Shaking all over. What's the banyan?
Thank you.
Still doing good? And keep it like that, no? Huh? You get enough spaghetti here? Once. You miss it, you say, okay. Okay. Beloved Master, thank you for answering my letter and welcoming me by showering upon and inside me your loving and blissful energy. May I have another shower? The thing, this shower, you can't stop this shower. I'm writing to you again because after satsang, the wish to take sannyas from you is knocking so loudly on the door of my heart. This morning I filled out the sannyas application where I put in all the reasons that are driving me towards the choice. I need to add something. Before coming here, I had the strange feeling that my entire life has been organized and planned in order to meet you. All the experiences I had, the good ones and the bad ones, have prepared me to meet you. The night after my first satsang, you again came in my dreams to confirm that. After satsang, that feeling is a certainty of the heart, which nothing or nobody can move. Before meeting you, I was scared because my heart knew how much I could have loved you. And my ego was so shaky, even dizzy. In my first letter, I paid attention not to let this inner voice speak, the inner voice which I cannot silence anymore. My heart is overflowing with gratitude and emotions every time I realize I have found you. The sort of deep dissatisfaction which has never left me, whatever I have reached in my life, is now gone. That is the true sign, Roku. You can't hide it anymore. And something else, something so vast takes over that everything else is gone. Only Satoris have had the power to delete it for a while. But afterwards, it was always back. My heart is finally quiet and peaceful. I was so thirsty, and now I started drinking the water I needed. It's such a healing and comforting sensation. After satsang with you, instead of unknown pain and fear, there is a huge blue space of peace and freedom in my heart. It is the most huge space I ever felt. Thank you for being here. With love, Rocco. This is a new beginning, Rocco. And what a beginning. Just welcome it. To my beloved one, you make my heart beat stronger, and I feel gratitude. You make my skin shiver. I feel gratitude. You make me feel the flow of life. And I feel gratitude. You make me hear the silence. I feel gratitude. You make me be in the moment where there is only you. You make my sight brighter. You make the real available. You make my tears come without stopping. There is only you. I am gratitude. I am dead without you. And a live life can only happen by your feet. And a live life can happen only by your side. I am gratitude. I am here to serve you. I am here to serve my beloved because he does everything for me. I love you, Ayana. Very beautiful, Ayana. To be in gratitude is a miracle. That is true prayer, to be in gratitude. To be thankful. Because that means one has everything and more. And there is only gratitude. May everyone find a way back to an overflowing, grateful heart. Aum Shanti.